Welcome to Urban Wine Life. This is your dreadlock connoisseur, Michael, and look what I have in front of me. Happy New Year. We're looking at sparkling wines. I don't have champagne because I didn't feel like spending all that money for something that I already knew what it tastes like. But if you really want to get into what champagne tastes like, is the Methada Champenois, in which the cava is actually uses the same method as the champagne. And I've been drinking it for the last 2 days, so this is what we have here. But at the end, I'm going to give you some close-up looks at the two other wines that are sparkling that you should be able to say, let me try this beside champagne. And you can try them during the year so you can get your taste and taste buds going from there. But the one that I had this year was the cava. I really like the cava. The cava has the nose, like some green apple, a little like stone, ashy, chalky kind of smell in that way. It has that, but it's really, really, it's not very, very sweet, but it's sweet to the point that you could say have a little sweeter taste in that way. So if you're looking at that, you have a really good taste with the cava. And looking, the bubbles is kind of going away because I've been drinking this for the last 2 days, but it's really, really good. And I wanted to get that effervescent, really keep going from there. So I enjoyed that. But then you got the Prosecco. The Prosecco is the Italian wine. And then you have the Sect, and they still call it a sparkling here. This is the Dr. L or the Lucent Brothers. It has that from there. So you have the Sect from Germany. You have the Prosecco from Italy. And you have the Cava from Spain. And Invisible Champagne from France. And remember what we talked about before, champagne can only be used in France. They got from the Treaty of Versailles says you cannot use champagne. Sparkling wine has to be sparkling wine. Champagne comes from the region. So it's really good from that. But we got the smell from that. I wanted to get your aromatic smells, like beautiful flowers. You can smell that really fresh smell from that. So that's one of the good things with champagne and a lot of these sparkling. You got a lot of freshness about it. So I really enjoyed having this cava. But when I tasted it, it was very, very tangy fruit, kind of stone fruit. I keep hearing stone fruit, but I have no idea what that is. I really said a nice green apple. So once you get that smell of that, you get that smell of it, you get the taste as well. And that sweetness of that taste is really good. But this is less alcohol than champagne as well. So you're not getting the heavy alcohol intake as well. So this is really, really good. So let's try to taste this. And it maintains really well. It still has that, a little of that kind of lime taste, not quite lemony, but lime, but that apple, you know, that fresh green apple, and you bite into it and it's so crisp, it gives you that, like it's crackling, like that's how tasted that is, that crispness of the green apple. That's what you're getting from that. See the little bubbles coming up, not as prominent as it when I first opened it, but I tried to keep it as tight as possible to keep it in there. But very, very tasty. I'm gonna hit one of these within the next couple of weeks, maybe a month. But we'll be opening it and getting a true taste of that. But I wanted to talk about the regions also. The region and the Penedès region. Let's show that real quick.
What we have here is the wine country of Penedès. This is located about an hour out of Barcelona. It's the most exciting wine region in Spain. And it contains the wine styles of white and rose cava, which is made from the indigenous grapes of Macabeo y Parayalda.
So that's the region. It's fantastic. Is the Poema So it's Spanish, the Bohema, and then it's in the Penedès region. So I wanted to kind of show you where that is outside of Barcelona. And then you have the actual Prosecco, and this is the Brut. This is the dry one. Mostly what you want your sparkling wines is to be dry, because you want to be like, hey, let me have another one. Wow, that's gone. Let me have another one. So the Brut and the Cava Dry, and then your Riesling Sect. I didn't get a dry on this one. It would be Trocken. They didn't have that one in stock. It was a Trocken of the same name, the Riesling. And it was a 2014 that they had, but they didn't have it available. So I wanted to try that dry one, but we just got a regular one. I had a sparkling Riesling before, so that was pretty good. But let's go back to the actual Prosecco. And I'll just pull up the map and show you a little more what's going on and what region are they coming from and the type of grape that actually is used for Prosecco.
When you look at the map, you see that Prosecco DOC is produced in 9 provinces spanning the Veneto and Friuli, Venezia, Guala regions. This name is derived from the Italian village of Prosecco. This is also near the city of Trezzetti.
That's the Prosecco. But the Prosecco is a little less fruitier than the two of these. So if you really like champagne that has some fruit and some sweetness, Prosecco is like right in between there. It's really have that taste of dryness, more like a Pinot Noir mixture like the champagne is, where these two are kind of different. They use a little more wines with the more fruitful sweetness in it. This is the Mosel Valley region, and usually I get my Rieslings from the Mosel area. Really like the Mosel area. They have a lot of complexity and make sweetness. That's why I always try to get an Auslese, which is the late harvest. That's a lot more sweeter. I'm trying to stay with the Auslese, Spätlese, and Cabernet is kind of like Cabernet, cheaper wine. I didn't really want to get into that. But I like the Spätlese, which is a little more complex, but the Auslese is the late harvest one. That's when they get some really selective. So let's go to the map and look at the quality of these grapes for the Riesling that makes up this sparkling wine or sect.
The Mosel wine region is located almost entirely in the state of the Rhineland-Palatinate, with a small part in Sauerland. It is one of the 13 regions for quality wines in Germany, which is defined in the federal wine legislation. It takes its name from the Mosel River, but prior to 2007, the region was called Mosel-Saarufa, but changed the name so it was considered more consumer-friendly.
So that's all three. We would talk about the champagne, the invisible wine right here, but I'm not getting into it. I'm going to get a champagne that I feel would suit my taste as opposed to just getting any champagne. I like a champagne that, if I'm going to spend the money, it's going to suit my taste and I'll enjoy it. So I'm going to look for one from that, and then we can taste that and probably bring in the other ones, because I'll probably be drinking these throughout the year. It'll be great spring, not even celebration, just a spring wine that you have in these sparkling that would go really, really well. That's a really good one from there. But that's all sparkling wines. You can have choices of saying, I don't have to have champagne. Let me be a little different. Let me go against the grain. Let me go outside the box or outside the bottle. You know, one of the two. Start with the Cava, because if you're used to having that kind of champagne type taste and the way it's made, Methode Champenoise. So that method is right there. Go from there. But these are enjoyable. So try these out as well when you get an opportunity. I enjoy all three. It depends on what it is. But these are two that I really go with. The Cava and the Sect. The Riesling Sect. So don't forget, DreadlockConnoisseur.com, UrbanWineLife.com. Go there. We have our reviews. I'm trying to get some scheduling in to go to my vineyards as well. I'll also have, if you saw the Dreadlock Connoisseur, if you want to join my actual newsletter, I'm going to start building that up, giving you some information and going from there. Dreadlock Connoisseur, urbanwinelife.com. Thanks for stopping by.